Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, talking about the parsha of Moshe and Aaron. Miriam speaking about Moshe. Pasuk says, Pasuk Gimel, Va'ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od Mikola Adam, Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama. And the man Moshe was most humble of all men on the face of the earth. Sifri says that, but it says, Al Pnei Adama is Lamayit Malachim, excludes angels. What does a Navi have to do with Malachim? What does humility have to do with angels? So the explanation, the meaning of a Navi, is that a person is completely nullified to Hashem, and he has no feeling of his own essence, of his own being. And that's what it says in the Sifri, on the Pasuk, V'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, Anav B'dayto, Etam Anav B'dayto, Anav B'gufo, Tamlo, V'sisu Lo Kasher, V'sisu L'sichon, V'choy B'goymer, Yor L'sichon V'haragoy. In other words, the issue is, does a person not feel his yeshus because of his shiflus haguf? Because his body is low? Or because his das, because his intellect, his understanding is diminished, that his understanding and hasaga of Hashem bring him to a place of bitul hayeshus, where he's mevatel himself. In other words, because of his das, he's mevatel himself. He understands God is great and I'm nothing. I'm not bitul haguf, not that his guf is nothing. But in his das, he understands that he's nothing. And on that, the Medrash concludes, Anav b'daitoy hoya. He was an anav b'das, that because of his bittul to Hashem, he was an anav. V'ayayin b'sefer das zikenim mibalei ha'tesvis. That anav is b'gematria resh mem ches. ונאמר בזה שהיה ענב בכל רמח עבריו, והיינו כנב, שבוטל לגמרי ולא נשאר לעצמו אפילו עבר אחד אחרי שהכל בוטל השם. Onav, so the conclusion of the Medrash is that he was an Onav b'das, because he was bottle Hashem, he was an Onav. In the Das Sekeinah Mibalei HaTosfos, it says that Anav is Gematria 248. He was an Anav with all 248 limbs. In other words, he was Bata Legamre, and there was not one limb in his body that wasn't completely nullified to Hashem. A Malach, his whole Metzius, is that he's a Shliach. That's his Atzmus, so that's complete Bittul to Hashem. So that's what it says in the Medrash. Lamait Malachim, to exclude Malachim. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was more humble than all people. But that excludes Malachim. Malachim is bittul, absolute bittul. But Al Pnei Adam, on the earth, there was nobody who got to the level of bittul like Moshe Rabbeinu. And since Ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, Begeder Shen Izbayer, Mishumkach, lo shayach klal etzel Moshe, hamtana, ad sheyitbo. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble, was so nullified to Hashem, he can't wait until he's tovel. Oh, Hashem is speaking to him, he's going to run and jump in the mikvah. No, his whole metzius is only to Hashem. And Mimela, nothing is going to start, you can't wait until he does tefillah. So therefore, he was Pirish Min Ha'isha in order that this short, brief waiting would not occur. And he'd be ready at any moment to speak to Hashem. And that's Mefarish Lehedya Baramba, Yisodei HaTorah 7:6, talking about the difference between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Shaar HaNeviim. Rambam writes, Kohen Avim, Ein Misnabim Chol Eis Sheyirtzu. Moshe Rabbeinu Ein Okein. The calls man she yachboitz ruach a kodesh le vashte venevu a shoyra olov. All the Nevi'im aren't misnabe whenever they feel like it. Moshe Rabbeinu is not like that. Whenever he wants to, the spirit, the Holy Spirit, enclothes him, and Nevua dwells on him. And he doesn't have to be mechavim daita ule his damin la. He doesn't have to focus his mind and prepare himself, because he's mechuvin umezumin ve'oimed kemalachei asheres. Because he is prepared like an angel, like a ministering angel. And therefore he's misnabe b'chol eis. He prophesies at all times. And that's what God promised him. Leich emor lahem, shuvu lachem, le'ohol leichem, ve'atapo amodi madi. Go tell them, go back to your tents. And you here, stand with me. So we learn from there that all the Nevi'im, when the Nevuah goes away from them, they go to their tents, which is the needs of their body, like everybody else. And therefore they don't separate from their wives. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go back to his first tent. And therefore, he was parish min ha'isha la'olam min ha'doim alay. He separated from his wife, never went back to his tent. V'nikshara daito l'tzura olamim, and his knowledge was connected to the rock of all the worlds, and the splendor never left him. The Koran o panav, and his face shone, and he was sanctified like angels. Because that's like we're saying that the union of angels is that they're completely ibrigagave and they're completely given over to Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was in the same vein, same idea. In Memela, there were no tzarchei aguf. No tzarchei aguf. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was pirish min ha'isha. He separated from his wife Tzipora. It says in Tosis and Shabbos, Pezayin dibra mascha va'ata po, and also Tosis Yivamis, Samch Bezim and Aleph, Dibra Mascha Dichsiv. How do we know, asks Tosis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Parish Midaitoi, and afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim Al Yada, and afterwards Hashem was agreeable? Maybe, Lechatchila, he was Parish Rak Mishun HaTzivui, of Ve'ata Po Amodi Madi, and not that he decided on his own, as the Gemara says. Tosis answers that if it was because of the tzivui of Hashem that he separated from his wife, and not midaitoi, how did Aaron and Miriam question him? How did they challenge him? So it must be that originally it was on his own, of his own volition, and even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, nevertheless, nisiramu olav. Nisramu olav. They got angry at him. They had complaints against him, Miriam and Aaron. Because had he not separated of his own volition, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been maskim al yada. Because b'derech shadam roitze leilech, b'amalichem oitze, the path the person wants to go on, God follows. So the only reason Hashem gave his stamp of approval to Moshe's separation is because Moshe Rabbeinu did so on his own, and Hashem followed along. Haraya, from Aaron and Miriam, that they were right in their minds, Hashem didn't tell them to separate. Hashem spoke to them. They were prophets. God didn't tell them to separate. So mehechi teisi that Moshe is supposed to separate. So it must be because Moshe did it on his own. That's why Hashem followed along. So it would appear that this inyan that Tosis writes is only vis-a-vis what we explain, that there shouldn't be an ikuv b'nevuah. The nevuah shouldn't be held up until tevilah. Because there, that way Moshe Rabbeinu was putting himself in a situation of not being held back at all, because he was so nullified to Hashem. And that was the derech that he wanted to go. And in this derech, there's no place for a holding back, for a waiting, a tarrying of the nevuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him in this path. And through this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yado. Nevertheless, there was a taina on him. Why did he put himself in this derech? Why did you go on this derech of wanting to be ready at any second, and therefore Hashem told you to separate from your wife? However, vis-a-vis what we explained in the previous shir, that there's an inyan of inavua b'tvul yom, that a tvul yom isn't supposed to prophesy, meaning somebody who is tovel and mikvah needs harev shemesh, needs the setting of the sun. That's not mitzad dargas atzmoni. Rather, it's midine hanavua shaloi la'akva. And that's an inyan isuri. That's iser. Not to be ma'akev l'nevuah. And it has nothing to do with b'derech shadam roitzeh leilech that Tosfos writes. Because in that, either there's going to be no nevuah, because he's a tful yom, and therefore he has to be poresh, or the nevuah is chal on a tful yom, and memela there's no inyan to be poresh. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu make his own decision? Moshe Rabbeinu made his own decision to be Parish Menaisha in order to be to prophesy immediately, that it shouldn't wait for a few minutes. But when it comes to a Tvul Yom, if there's no Nevuah by a Tvul Yom possibly, so that's not Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't separating for himself, that's Medina HaNevuah. It's usher to be Ma'akiv Nevuah all the way until the nighttime. And that has nothing to do with the Derech Hasher Adam Rotzeh Leilech. So either there's going to be no Nevuah because he's a Tful Yom, and that's why he has to be Polish, because otherwise he's not going to get Nevuah at all. Or the Nevuah is Chal on a Tful Yom, and if Nevuah is Chal on a Tful Yom, there's no meaning to be Polish. But if he's not going to get Nevuah out of Tful Yom, then he has to be Polish. So according to that, it would appear that the Rashi says a lashon of gerushin, the gabei tzipoira, and in the Mizrahi he writes that it doesn't mean that he actually divorced her, but it means that he separated from usage of their marital bed, and so is explicit in the Gur Aryeh, and so is mashma from what it says in the Sifri. Then Miriam saw that Tzipora is not adorning herself as women are wont to do. And she said, your brother isn't Makbid. And that's how Miriam knew. So it's mashma that he's just not Makbid because they're not together. But it's not Mamish Gerushin. So also mashma in the Sifri, it says there that Miriam knew that Moshe was Parish from Piri Verivia. Mashma only Piri Verivia, and not divorcing her. However, in Tosis and Yevamis, it says that he made her an oel on her own tent, or he gave her a get. Meshechachma here discusses Psulei Kurva of Moshe through Tzipora, and he understood Bepashtus that there was a Gerushin here, I mean Meshechachma. So you see in Tosfos, in the Meshechachma, they understood it's Mamish Gerushin. You've seen the other sorts, it's just Parish Menaisha. So it would appear that this is Talui, this depends on what we discussed. If the inyan of Prisha was in order that there shouldn't be an ikuv in the tefillah, So that's not an inyan isuri. That's not a chiyuv. It's just a chumrah that he was machmir on himself to be moineya the ikuv. And gerushin is not necessary, and it's enough to separate. But if he is not going to have nevuah when he's a tevul yom, and through that, it would emerge that being with Tzipora is as if this is preventing the nevuah from coming to him. Because until Harev Shemesh, there can be no nevuah. So this is a gather of Isser Bibiyasa. There's a type of Isser involved over here. Because by being having a relationship with his wife, he is mafkia from himself the nevuah. There can be no nevuah. He's preventing the nevuah from coming. One, it's just a matter of jumping in the mikvah when he gets the nevuah, so that 2 minutes. So that already is a chumrah that he was machmir on himself. So that is enough to be purged from Aisha. But if we're dealing mamish with an isser, that he's mafkia from himself nevuah, if he has a relationship with his wife, he's mafkia himself nevuah until Harif Shemesh. So that's an isser bibiyasa. That makes it mamish asser, possibly. And if it's asr, there's a din gerushin. If it's asr for him to have a physical relationship with her, they have to divorce. Like other asur bia, and there's an isr to have a relationship, they have to get divorced. If so, it would appear that when he separated midaitoi, what was his das that he learned the Kal V'Chomer? He had a Yofusa from Matan Torah. And what did he learn from Matan Torah? That you can't have Nevuah if you're a Baal Keri, as we discussed in the previous year. V'hu mitzat shleimus ha'avdus. So if you can't have Nevuah by a Baal Keri, so, and that's what he learned, as we learned in the previous year. That's what he learned from Matan Torah. So that's his own chumrah, because he could just jump in the mikvah, and then right when he gets the nevuah, he jumps in, the nevuah waits 2 minutes, and then he gets out and he receives the nevuah. So the reason he's machmir to be poyresh is mitshat shlemus ha'avoda, but that's complete avdus tashem. It only requires prisha. When Hashem said in vatapol mori madi, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Hashem was saying, no, I want you to divorce your wife. And that's how the Ben Shechachma understands. He understands this is din gerushin from the tzibur vata po mori madi, ain sham the Meshechachma. Because what was mischadish here was that ain nevuah as Moshe b'tvul yom. Ain nevuah la Moshe b'tvul yom. You can't have nevuah as a tvul yom. And memeli is chayv b'gerushin, it's a surei biya. It's moineh, it prevents nevuah, prevents the prophecy from coming. So mele, it's usher for him to be married to her b'chlal. He's not allowed to be married to her at all. So Moshe Rabbeinu is now understanding that he has to actually divorce her and not just separate from her. So now, it would appear that the taina of Aaron and Miriam was twofold. Number one, they understood that Moshe Rabbeinu should not have gone in this path of avdus, that where it is relevant, this inyan of the way man goes, Hashem follows. Moshe Rabbeinu separates of his own volition. And then Hashem tells him, all right, I'm with you on that. Derech Shadim Rotzei Leilech Molichim Asa. Hashem was masking al Yado. And Moshe and Aaron and Miriam felt that that wasn't the right way to go. He shouldn't have separated. Number two, they felt that even after he has the tzivu of Atapo Mori Madi, you stay with me, everyone else go back to your tents, to your wives. But you, Moshe, stay with me. Doesn't mean that there's not going to be nevuah b'tul yom, and therefore God is commanding him to get divorced. And they held that this was just a tzivui, because of the darga of Ish Moshe Anav Moed. And since he was so humble, meaning he was completely batal to Hashem, that means he didn't want to be ma'akev the tefillah. And therefore there's no ma'chayiv of gerushin. And that's the double lashon in the pasuk. Al oida se isha akushis asher lokach, ki isha akushis lokach. And Rashi says they're both tainas klapi the gerushin. First taina was al oida se isha akushis asher lokach. In other words, that he separated from her, as the Mizrahi and the Gurari understand. That's what Rashi means when he says now he divorced her. And that's the Lashon of Al Oida is about. In other words, when he took this Isha Kushis to be his wife, it wasn't correct for him to separate from her. And here the taina is that Moshe put himself in a situation that brought to the tzivui to separate from her like Tosis writes. And on that it says, ki isha kushis lakach. He took a isha kushis, Rashi writes, and now he divorced her. In other words, he took her in the past and now he divorced her. And on that their taina was that even if he should have separated because of the tzivui, he shouldn't have been megarish because there's no tzivui on the gerishin, just to separate. So that's the double Rashi we had asked in the first shir, why Rashi says gerishin twice, because there are really two stages. One was when Moshe separated on his own, and that put him on the path of v'derech shadar motze lelech molichem osa, that God's going to be masking with him. And then ultimately God said, Bata Pomari Madi, which Moshe interpreted as getting divorced. And they had a taina on that also. Hey, why did you separate in the first place? And now why did you get divorced? Maybe Hashem just wanted you to separate, but not divorce. There's no tzivui on the divorce. Just to separate. But the because Aaron and Miriam understood that there was no, that there could be nevuah by Tful Yom. And Mimela, there was no tzivui of Gerushin. And that fits with the pshat in the pasuk that it's talking about the milas of Tzipora. It's talking about the wonderful qualities of Tzipora. Rashi there says, just like everyone realizes she's black, a black person's black, so do everybody realize she's beautiful. That's alodos isha kutz shalacha ki isha kushis lakach, that some people are beautiful in externally but not in their deeds, some people vice versa, but she's both beautiful in her deeds and externally. So what we're doing here is we're being moisif b'shevach Tzipora. So since we see in the pasuk, first we're mashabeach her, she's beautiful, and then even more that she's beautiful even in Maaseh, so too in our mahalach in the pasuk, it's also adding that the taina was first was prisha she'ena muchlates. Why was Moshe separating from his wife, just from Tashmish Amita. And that's the Al Odos Gerusha, Al Odos Aisha. That's the first one. And then Ki Isha Kushis Lokach, because he took an Isha Kushis, Vata Girsha, so that's adding. That's being Mosif on the first thing, that he divorced her Lechalutin. He divorced her completely. So these are the two, this is a Tosefes, just like it's a Tosefes in the Shevach, it's also a Tosefes Taina and Moshe. Why first? You separated and now a complete divorce. Miriam and Aaron had Tainas on both ends. And on that it says in Pasuk Beis, Vayoimru, Harak ach b'moisha diber Hashem, halo gam banu diber. And there are two mi'utim that are written here, ach and rak. Because in the Sifri, it says that it says ach, means even with our avos, God spoke, and they didn't separate from their wives, meaning, there's a mandarin in the Sifri there that says that it says Moshe Anu Mikol Mol Mikol Adam Mishal Pnei Adama means, but not from the Avos. So based on what we explained, what this means is that the Avos, there was a Darg of Bittel and Avdus more than Moshe, or at least no less than Moshe. And even if they're not holding like this mandarin, nevertheless, we can equate the Darg of Abdus of the Elvis, like the Darg of Moshe. And the bottom line is that the Avos weren't porridge from their wives. The Avos didn't separate from their wives. Even though they had Nevuah, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu do this? That's the Ach. That's Sifri says that he spoke even with our avos, and they weren't parish, only Moshe was parish. Hello, Harak Ach b'Moshe Dibur. Not only Moshe, he spoke to the avos too. They weren't parish. What's he being parish from his wife for? They weren't worried that if they're going to get nevuah, they're going to have to be toivel. And vis-a-vis the inyan of a tul yom not being misnabe, not prophesying, they understood that this is because by Moshe, there was a geder, there was a situation of the giving of the Torah where you need special Torah that doesn't apply to a Tevul Yom. The Torah is given specially to Moshe. And in that they said that even Aaron is included in Divrei Torah Mi'Hashem L'Yisrael. Like we see numerous times in the Pesukim, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'aharon. And even though there it means that is a mute, that it means that God spoke to Moshe, who told Aaron. So the Malbim writes at the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, it's a medallion, that's only when it says a Lashon Dibur. But a Lashon Amira was Moshe and Aaron together. And that's the Taina Shagam Banu Ash Dibur Hashem, Akopana Ba'aron. There's Divrei Torah that goes to Aaron also. And he wasn't commanded to be Pirash because there's no Dibur to it full Yom. So what did Moshe? So that's what it means. Ach rak. There's two miyutim. The Avos were in Parish. God only speak to Moshe. God spoke to the Avos. They were in Parish. Did God only speak to Moshe? He spoke to Aaron. He was in Parish. Rak. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? It says in the Sifri Zuta on the Pasuk, Harak, Ach, Rak, Lo Eini Noagim Kach, Ach, Lo Kach Nitzarach Linog. What does that mean? It means that Rak lo hayinu nagim kach. In other words, the first tainan Moshe was that he took upon himself to be Parish. And Miriam and Aaron said, we were noeg like that. We didn't take this initiative like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Now that's the Ach. And the Rak is lo kach nitzarach uninog. We didn't have to be noeg that way. In other words, we didn't have a tzivui. That's the second thing that we said about the Gerushin. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood he was being told to divorce his wife. But Aaron said, we're not. And Miriam said, we aren't. So again, we have the Ach and the Rak and the Avos and an Aaron. They weren't separating. And then we also have, like we said, the Ach and the Rak. We're talking about the two aspects. The Moshe Rabbeinu separated on his own. And then Moshe, just from Tashmish, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, as he understood it, to divorce. And the Taina was Achrak. We weren't knowing like this Ach. Only to Moshe, we are knowing like this. We didn't take the initiative to separate from our spouses. Rak, we weren't commanded to do so. And that's also pshat in the pasuk. Lo gam banu diber, ach v'moshe diber, v'gam gam banu diber. God spoke to us also. Should have said v'gam eleinu. What does it mean gam banu? Hashem spoke to us. What does it mean banu? So in the Lakuti An Sheshem, in the Chumash Rav Peninim, he talks about this. So based on what we said, we can explain that we're talking about the Tvul Yom B'Nevuah. The Moshe Rabbeinu separated because he was receiving this special Torah. So he had to separate because you can't receive Torah if you're a Tvul Yom. And so it's not a Lashon of Eileinu Banu. In other words, the Nevuah is not to Aaron, to Miriam. It's through them that they're supposed to pass it on to the Jewish people. Gam Banu. Nevuah was also given to us. We also got the Torah. And we were Parish because we're Tvul Yom, so why should Moshe? Sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we've already gone on an incredible journey, but it's not over. We still have beautiful, beautiful Torah to share. So I ask you to please stay tuned, and we will see more in the flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Shall continue.